podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy, Mix 100.3. I remember a couple of years ago, I went in to get my annual checkup, and they wanted to do blood work first. So I went like a few days beforehand. I went to this, I don't know, one of those places you go to get your blood work done. And I remember a guy walking in with the regular nurse, and she goes, "Well, we have Ralph here who's training today, and we would like to know if you would be okay if he practiced on you drawing blood."
Mm-hmm.
And you know what goes through your head? You're like, wait a minute, somebody's going to practice on me,
right?
Jamming a needle in my arm?
Going to be a lot of oops, sorry.
My daughter-in-law is a nurse. And I remember when she was in nursing school, she asked me if she could practice on me doing an IV. She's like, I've got to practice on live people putting in an IV. And I was like, yeah, I love you, but absolutely not.
Yeah.
I think she ended up getting her grandmother or something. I was like, that's better. So the reason I bring all this up is you stop and think about a proctologist. How do they practice giving that particular exam? Right? It's going to take a real person. Well, not anymore. And that's why I bring this up, because you know how I love my robot stories. They have now created essentially a butt robot.
No, they didn't.
Yes, and I've got pictures of it in video.
I think they have those at Fascinations too, but they've been around for a while.
Right? Not like this.
No, okay.
No, this robot will actually tell you what you're doing wrong.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to find that with one of your dolls.
Not at all. Everything is right with those.
Or if it's not, they won't say a word about it. Mum's the word. Well, this is...
Try again.
Some researchers at a few...
Right there.
Okay, shut up. So these researchers at these universities work together. They created a robotic butt who assists medical students in practicing for proctology examination.
Okay.
And the robot's name is Patrick.
Okay.
I don't know how he came up with that. And what they do is they jam their fingers.
One finger at a time, please.
you better be buying me dinner.
It goes up missing for the weekend.
Anyway, Patrick is what they call a brainy bottom because he has all these sensors, which allows the program to alert his examiner as to whether he or she is applying the right amount of pressure and if they're fully covering the prostate area.
Very good.
So it's great. And then the robotic butt will turn around and talk to you and tell you what you did right, what you did wrong. If it turns around and it's smoking a cigarette,
you did it right.
You've done really well.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.